Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, where we try to learn and imitate our beloved Prophet in his actions and in his morals and his akhlaq. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was sent, he was sent to an environment that was very harsh in nature, dry, desert. You know, nothing could hardly live in this environment. And as a result, the people who live in such environments, their personalities also become harsh and becomes a little bit, you know, hard to deal with because of the nature of the place that they live in. So the Prophet came to people who were hard-hearted, who were ignorant, who were pagans. They had all the bad traits. And in dealing with such people, if you want to change them, obviously it's going to take long time, right? When you need to change a person and you can see that he is going the wrong way, to expect him to change after you finish talking to them or in a day or two, as a fallacy, is just wrong ideology, wrong mentality, to say the least. With the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he dealt with these people, he dealt with them by having one of his weapons, and that is patience, sabr. Me and you, we need sabr and patience when we deal with people. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in chapter Al-Ahqaf, verse 35, فَاسْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولِي الْعَزْمِ. Be patient in the same way that أُولِي الْعَزْمِ, the prophets before you, were patient. That is a requirement. That's the only way you can deal with these people. If it wasn't for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and his patience with people, then Islam would have not continued. Because the amount of pain and suffering that he faced from people and their ignorance was incomprehensible. To the extent he spent over 11 years in Mecca, and the amount of people who followed him was under 70. And we're talking about the Messenger of Allah, the man who is sent mercy to mankind, who have knowledge, intellect, eloquence. He had everything. He had Allah on his side. Yet he only managed to convert about 70 people or so. Now, how did he do that? I mean, that number is very little. So you can see that he was faced with so much problems from people that they refused to listen to him in the beginning. They used to put their fingers in the ears so they don't listen to the Prophet. They used to put cotton in their ears so they don't hear the Prophet. They used to clap and make noises so when the Prophet talks, no one hears him. Yet, he maintained his patience. He had his sabr with him constantly in trying to bring people to Islam. Me and you, when we deal with people, especially with our family members, especially with our kids, they're not going to change overnight. But sometimes we see people, the first thing they do is they talk. Once they see the other person is not responding, then anger comes up. Then we start shouting. Then sometimes it becomes physical. We hit our kids and our spouses or what have you. Why? Because we're trying to change them and mend them with force. No, my friends, this is not the akhlaq of our beloved Prophet. Patience was his key, and we need to have the same. Let us take a break, and then we will continue right after.
جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء يا حبيبي يا محمد
يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Like Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. So just before the break, we were saying that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi, he came with patience when he dealt with people. Now, when it comes to patience, in order for me and you to be patient, we need to have the right mentality, the right mindset. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he told the Prophet to go preach Islam, obviously the Prophet came with the right mentality, that his aim was to do what? To do hidayah, to guide people. His aim wasn't kind, he did not come to cast people to hell and to threaten people with hellfire and, you know, to do all these sort of things. No, he came with the mentality that he needs to guide people. Guiding people is a process. It does not happen overnight. It takes a long, long time. Sometimes it takes a week, sometimes a year, sometimes more than a year. Sometimes it takes a day, depending on the person himself. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi had that in mind, that his mission was to guide people. And in order to guide them, you need to be patient with them. You need to have and exercise the best of patience. So me and you, if we want to help others and guide others, beginning from our family members and onwards, we need to change our mindset. And that is to make them the best of people, to guide them. And in order for us to guide them, we need to be patient, because our mission, our goal is very high. It requires time. In order for me to convince my son or my daughter or my wife or my husband to do the right thing, it's going to take time. So I need to be patient, but at the same time, I should have my eyes on the goal itself. Because sometimes when we get angry very quickly after a first attempt. And that happens because my mind and my goal is not on the right thing, not on the right, at least on the right path. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in the same way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided the prophets into doing these things, then you follow their footsteps. Me and you, we also need to follow the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how he exercised patience with Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab and Abu Sufyan and all these characters who, if you look at their lives, they were like harder than stones. Yet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, he was patient with them. He did not get angry at them. He did not yell at any of them. He did not hit any of them. He did not curse any of them. Rather, he maintained his best of akhlaq. Because if he would have, let's say, lost his patience at any point, then this is exactly what they wanted in order for them to defame the Prophet. Me and you, when we're trying to deliver a mission and try to help people, if we lose our patience, then people will no longer be listening to me and you. They will be no longer wanting to talk to us. They see me like, okay, no thanks, I'm not interested in talking to you anymore because I know your style. I say something and you get offensive, you get angry, and you know, nothing gets done. So I try to avoid you as much as I can. So we say this is exactly the opposite of the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So we need to change that. We need to become better people, having our patience at all times, just like our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.